After a short break, we're coming to you with another episode of Creative Lifestyle Design Podcast. Welcome, guys, and today you're joining us for 11th episode with Dom and
Janae. We're back, guys. We are back, and the reason we were away, we were actually on holiday.
Yes.
Nothing too exciting, apart from you went to Spain, and
you went to Italy?
And I went to Italy. And I must say, I didn't learn any Italian while I was there, and that's really shameful. So I downloaded Duolingo, and I spent like 5 seconds on there, and I was like, I'm not going to do
this. Five seconds?
I want to try.
Gabriel is listening to it. Oh my.
It's such a good app. Such a good app.
Yeah, I could see how long you lasted on it.
It's such a good app. It's a good app, but the thing is, I really need to learn Italian because I love Italy so much. I can't even express to you how much I love Italy.
Really?
I love it.
You said it even before you went. I know you've been there already.
I've been to Venice, Amalfi, Rome.
Amalfi?
Amalfi Coast for a wedding. And it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
That sounds quite
good. It was
cool.
Very good.
Yeah. Very good. So, Italy is the place to go.
Yeah, and in Italy, I really saw, which brought me this idea of this topic, actually, just to re-spark the ignition for our podcast.
Come back
is Scandinavian designs. Because I feel like people are so much more tuned with the natural elements and everything. So, if you want to Scandinavian.
The fashion is everywhere on the streets.
It was like pebbly streets, like real pebbles, and girls were wearing heels.
Pebbly, you mean like a cobbled street?
And the girls were walking there looking fabulous, and the men were like to the girls, and like they were and I was like, I'm wearing trainers.
Who is whistling?
They didn't whistle in Italy. They're like instead.
Really?
They kiss instead of, although London guys, it's all annoying. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, if you're a girl, you know the struggle.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sure some guys get that.
I don't have that many girls whistling, but
the
girls don't whistle.
It's different.
So, we are today bringing you Scandinavian hacks because we decided that if you want to implement Scandinavian design, why not bring you some nice topic with that? So we noticed that in Italy, I noticed some designs in Spain, and we discussed it that it's quite a good idea to have nice Scandinavian tips for you. So we came up with roughly 10. We're not going to be counting them. And we can start probably, what do we start with?
Yeah, so I want to start really with just understanding maybe, what do you think Scandinavian interior is for you personally? So for me, for example, I really love the natural element of a Scandinavian design. I think it's, you know, opens you up to nature and brings you closer. You kind of bring nature into your home with with the colors and the textures and the shapes of your furniture. So what do you think it means for you?
Scandinavian design for me, because I used to spend almost half year in Finland, which is part of Scandinavia. I noticed that they really go extra with the nature. So I agree with that. They are trying to bring that element to their homes so they don't feel separated from the nature. And also we'll mention it as well, they like to combine different types of elements, so we have natural ones, and it doesn't have to be only everything wood. It can be things that remind natural elements, like we spoke about concrete, spoke about different things,
different things that kind of combine together, because in nature you don't just find wood. You have different things. So I think three main words I would characterize Scandinavian design is minimalism, simplicity, and obviously functionality. I think that's a good place to start. And so let's go into roughly 10 good hacks on how to create that Scandinavian interior.
And I personally can adhere to this one, which is always try to, if you want to do Scandinavian design at your home, always try to use warm textiles. The reason why warm textiles is because you can imagine that in Finland, in Norway, in Sweden, you have very cold winters and cold temperatures. I don't know if you've been in Sweden.
No, actually. I've never been. I would love to go.
It's a really nice country, and there is a lot of to see. And first, when you come, you immediately see that it's a different country than Spain, Italy, or those southern countries.
Yes.
So you feel some different kind of vibe there. And that's actually really, really cool. Mm-hmm. And because sometimes there are such a cold winters, they try to decorate their homes with warm textiles. What else? If you would like to combine it, warm textiles give your home a nice kind of accent and go with the carpets and throws. And it makes your home feeling very cozy and very warm, especially during cold winters.
Especially during cold winters, yes. So to go from Dominic's points about the throws, so it's all about simplicity as well. So if you're looking for this, for example, your living room, and you're looking to do your cushions. So geometric patterns is very key, is perfect for Scandinavian design. Like that, yeah. And say you have, you know, your dining room table, if you want to decorate it, vases, ceramic vases actually is a very something you see in Italy a lot.
Actually, we bought the, for the wedding that we went to Spain, we bought actually the vase.
Yes, as a wedding present?
Yeah.
Let's see, good idea.
Yeah, we liked it. It was like quite nice. Like so we quite enjoyed it because it's something which we're thinking what to get, and with my girlfriend, and we realized
it's
that
hard to buy a wedding present.
It is like, what would you buy? It's like, you don't know. And then we kind of agreed that we're going to get with the vase because it looks very nice, and it was like a huge porcelain vase.
Yeah. Good question. How did they get that home? Do they live in Spain?
Yes, they live in
Spain. Okay, that's fair enough. Because we were gonna buy. The wedding we went to in Amalfi, we're going to buy also a vase.
Okay.
But we're like, how are they? Because they live all the way in Australia. We're like, they're never going to get this home. So we're like, okay, moving on.
So probably a quick tip for it is when you're getting present, think about it, how the other person is going to utilize that present.
Yeah, see how are they going to, definitely. How are they going to use it? But when it's coming to back to Scandinavian and your interior, definitely vases are a great way, and it a very plain ceramic. And normally the ceramic vases look quite natural.
Yep.
It doesn't have like a gloss on them. It has a very raw natural element to the vases.
That's true.
Which is a very good point.
I quite like that. And don't want to be coming back to the vase, but I agree with you. If you have those elements, they are definitely adding that little point.
A little touch.
Yes, a little touch. Now, staying with Scandinavian design and with the colors, as we heard with our previous episodes, choosing colors can be really fun and sometimes a little bit annoying when you have so many samples and you don't know really what to choose. Okay, so now you decided you want to stay with Scandinavian design, but you really don't know which color to choose. So think about only four colors that we have that are not specifically only four colors, but they are very certain, which is brown, gray, black, and white. When you go with those four colors, you will always choose right, and it's going to look amazing. Whether you go for a floor, white walls, and darker flooring, you will always go right.
Just remember those colors and fit items within those shades.
Yep, and they are creating really soothing effect for Scandinavian design. And now when you have those basic colors that you create, so you have white, black, and a little bit of gray, then sometimes you've noticed with a Scandinavian design, they tend to throw there like a yellow or some popping color like a green or turquoise, which adds a little character.
Like a little statement.
Yep, exactly.
A little statement. That's
so if you want to go for furniture or decorative pieces with those little statement pieces and colors of gray, even the curtain we have over here, it's beautiful sea blue.
It's like a turquoise, isn't it?
Like a turquoise blue, turquoise. Yeah.
I love that in every episode we kind of point you to something in the room that you probably can't see. So, you know, that's the fun of creative.
But you can see our new room.
But you can see our new room. So another way I want to bring in, if you want to bring more natural elements into your Scandinavian design, is by bringing plants and flowers. And you can really get your plants and flowers from anywhere. It doesn't need to be expensive. Actually, I bought my mum's flowers from Amazon, and it was actually so good because they deliver it, and it came with a box of chocolates. It's just really cute.
Sometimes it's good from Amazon. Was it real flower? Or was
real
it?
Flowers. The florist. They're advertising on Amazon now.
Really?
Yeah. So you can buy your plants and your flowers, and it gets delivered to your house. So you don't need to worry about...
What kind of flower did you buy? You know that you can have external, internal flowers.
Yeah. No, it was just like... it was standard like tulips, like a pot. Thing of tulips, basically.
I think it's a flower pot. That's how it's called.
Yeah, flower pot. Because there's florists on there. So if you're worried about, you know, fitting into your car, I don't know.
Would you take care of flowers?
See, for me, I'd take care of flowers. I can't have plant pots in my house because I'm too busy and I forget about it. I think it's just unfair to do that to them. So not that I'm like that into plants, but like I would feel bad if I bought them and they just died.
Yeah,
I was like, someone else might as well buy them and take care of them. So no, I don't. I've got fake plants, too big. They're too 2 fake olive trees in my front room. There are, and they're quite cute. And one's like small, one's big. So
we'll have a chance. We're going to pop some picture there.
I've got a cool living
room. I just realized that in my room, I'm missing a little bit. I just put it on my to-do list to buy some flowers, because you feel sometimes you're missing that natural elements. Scandinavian design is mostly about combining natural elements. Mm-hmm. And when you have real flowers, I know sometimes it can be hassle to take care of them and to actually
water them
every time. They bring you, like you mentioned before with your boyfriend, when you, what you were going to mention in your point, you really bring that kind of a
energy. Yes, you bring a different kind of life energy into the room.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, something else is living in there, not just you breathing in your space.
Yes, exactly. So compliment with flowers for Scandinavian design.
Exactly. Yeah.
Good. For next one that I have prepared, it's going to be combining wood and metal. So you may think, okay, but for Scandinavian design, it's only one thing or two. You can actually combine them both. And when you go with the wooden piece, like you have a table, chairs, and different furniture, you can combine with the metallic finish, like for the fixtures, like for the tubs. And if you combine it nicely, it creates a very nice harmony in the home. So you can have metallic finishes and wooden elements. For instance, copper scones and brass pendants. Like, I think you can see them here.
I'm not sure if you can see these. You probably can. But brassy.
They look very nice. If you have just some nice textured metal and then you have a light bulb inside, it looks really nice. And when you combine it in wood, it looks exceptional.
It looks very Scandinavian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So combining wood and metal is really a big thing for Scandinavian design, because those are really things that you feel when you go there. You feel that kind of a nature. You feel the wood, you feel the cottages, you feel the... Because imagine, it's sometimes I was experiencing minus 32 degrees Celsius. So it's really, really cold. So you need a lot of wood to keep you warm.
Yes.
And the metal is because it's just very harsh.
Yeah. And it complements the wood fireplace, probably.
That's true. Mm-mm-mm.
I miss the wood fireplace. I don't know why I'm thinking about that, but
we should have something like this on the side. Like it would be
nice
quite cool.
Fireplace. I miss that.
Wood and metal for you. Another point.
Done. And now a very key one that I'm very passionate about recently, because usually I'm not like this. It's like being
key.
Wait, I'm always passionate. I'm just not always clutter free. No. Anyways, it doesn't matter. So having a clutter free interior. And I didn't realize how important this point was.
Does it completely mean mess-free? Like no mess?
Well,
clutter means like a lot of things together.
Clutter is mess, I would say. Anything that's not... When you're thinking Scandinavian, it's good to have a very open sleek, very clean space. It's all about cleanliness and having... You know, you walk into the room and you don't feel... like energy of things are overbearing you, I guess. And a good example is because my boyfriend's mum actually came to visit from Australia, and she's really into feng shui. So she likes things that are very visually relaxing. And as I walked into my living room, I actually thought that, you know, I felt I couldn't work in there. I was too stressed in there, and I didn't realize why.
But you can't.
I couldn't work in my living room, and it's a big room, and I always went into my bedroom to work because I couldn't work there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't understand why, because when you walk in, it's actually quite clutter free. It's very like clean and tidy, but the drawers, as soon as you open the drawers, because I live with different roommates as well. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff from all the old roommates in these drawers. Books that I have no idea, like some weird vampire books. There was like beer pong in there. There was even like weird tablets in there, like
tablets.
I'm not even gonna tell pills? You diarrhea tablets, a lot of diarrhea tablets in there.
Oh, diarrhea pills. Yeah, okay.
And I don't know what this roommate was
like. Did you test
it? Anyways, no, it was really funny.
How did you know?
But
anyway, diarrhea?
No, because it says on the box. Okay. It says. Anyway,
I was thinking you're just like random pills.
No, like, there's like, but when I say boxes of them, there was like hundreds.
Too late.
There was hundreds of them, and I was like, this person must have been sick. I don't know what he was doing. Anyway. So we decided we're going to clean out these drawers.
Okay.
And then literally afterwards, the whole dynamic changed.
So all drawers were yours or?
No. It's just like, because it's like a communal space, because I share my house.
Yeah.
Communal space is other people who used to live there, not my current housemates.
It's so like cleaned after people that used to
live there. Mm-hmm. So these are old housemates' stuff that they left in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to get rid of all of it, and literally the dynamic completely changed. My room feels completely different, and my boyfriend walked in there, didn't realize we did it, cleaned out, and he was like, something feels completely different. Anyway, I'm rambling, but having a clutter-free space is so important, and it will literally change your space and make it more Scandinavian.
I agree with you.
What the moral of that story was. Long-winded.
I agree with you. So stay clutter-free. Let's go for the next point. Next point for us will be use light-colored flooring. Wall-to-wall carpet doesn't appeal to Scandinavian design. The flooring is usually made from light hardwood materials, either in a natural color or painted in white. How amazing is that? Also, another option is laminated light flooring. It's a great idea for Scandinavian design. Flooring can make any Scandinavian design house look brighter and more spacious. So when you go with a lighter flooring, you can imagine this, those big floors which are white, and it gives impression of even bigger space, because sometimes you get white walls, right, like we mentioned with colors, and if you get white floor, you don't have to necessarily just get wood, but you can get different finishes. I think you can even get a polished concrete that we are doing in white color, so it can look nice and sleek, like almost like a marble floor. It looks fantastic. And if you want, you can get white tiles as well. And definitely in Scandinavia, like we mentioned before, they are having really cold winters. So one thing, what would you like to always have for your feet in the bathroom is
rug
and heated floor.
And then, so you also need to think about from your point, think about functionality. So all about having clean lines, tables and chairs, all within the Scandinavian decor, as we mentioned previously with Dominic, and having those soft, smooth, round edge and touches. That's really everything I thought for the Scandinavian design.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. So we're wrapping up this episode, and using these hacks as your guide, you should be able to create a stunning space that incorporates the simplicity, beauty and functionality of Scandinavian interior design. If you need more assistance or if you need any help, just feel free to contact us. And thank you very much for joining us for today's episode of Scandinavian Design. You're listening to
Dom and Vinay. We'll speak to you guys next time.
Yep. Thank you. Speak to you later. Bye-bye.